Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
So today, we're plunging into a really unique spot down in Florida, a place where you can get, well, incredibly close to some truly ancient reptiles.
Mm-hmm.
Our source material gives this really vivid picture of, like, adventure and these quite singular wildlife encounters.
Right. And our job really is to pull out the key takeaways from this source for you. We'll guide you through, you know, the history, the amazing animals there, the unique things you can actually do at this landmark place.
Yeah.
We want you to get what really makes it stand out, not just what it is, but sort of why it's significant.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's unpack it then. We are talking about the Everglades Alligator Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Homestead, basically right on the edge of Everglades National Park.
Right there.
And what jumps out immediately from our source is just the scale. It calls it the oldest and largest alligator farm in South Florida.
Oldest and largest.
Yeah. And home too. Get this. Over 2,000 alligators and crocodiles.
Yeah.
Plus caimans, other exotic wildlife too. I mean, that is a lot of teeth in one place.
It certainly is. And you know, what's really fascinating, I think, is where it came from, its origin story.
Okay.
This isn't some shiny new park built yesterday. The source explains it actually started pretty small, just a family-owned airboat attraction way back in 1979.
Oh, interesting. So airboats first.
Yeah, exactly. And then it sort of organically grew, evolved into a proper commercial alligator farm around 1985.
Huh.
So it kind of grew directly out of that hands-on Everglades experience, which, you know, gives it this authentic feel, something that's maybe a bit rare today. It's got real roots in the area.
That history is intriguing. So, okay, fast forward to today. What can you actually do there?
Well, the source mentions these winding paths.
Okay.
They take you right alongside these big breeding ponds, so you get a really, really close look at these just massive reptiles.
Up close.
Yeah. And if you time it right, there are two daily feedings. You can actually watch them, you know, come up for a meal.
That sounds like something you wouldn't want to miss.
Definitely a spectacle. But for folks wanting something even more, I guess, direct.
Yeah.
The source highlights the alligator show. This is where you see handlers doing some pretty incredible stuff.
Like what?
Like sitting on top of alligators.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. Carefully prying open their jaws, showing capturing techniques they use out in the wild sometimes. It's quite a striking sight.
Like that.
And it makes you think, doesn't it, about our relationship with these powerful animals. It kind of challenges that idea of gators being just purely aggressive monsters.
Right. Shows a different side, maybe.
Mm.
And the handler's skill.
Exactly. Their understanding.
Incredible to imagine being that close. Okay, so gators. What else?
Well, for something completely different, there's also a snake show.
Ah, snakes?
Yep, three times a day. And what's interesting here is the source specifically calls out that common myth, you know?
About them being slimy.
Exactly. It says if you're brave enough to actually hold one, you might be really surprised. They're not slimy at all. They're actually dry and soft.
Huh. Dry and soft. That's a great way to bust a myth, right?
Yeah.
Challenge those fears.
Totally. And beyond the animal shows and the paths, your admission also gets you something else pretty thrilling.
Okay.
An airboat ride?
Ah, the classic Everglades experience.
Right. Described as this high-speed skim across the river of grass.
Spinning.
Oh, yeah. Spinning wildly on the turns, apparently. So definitely hold on to your hat.
Ah, good tick.
And expect to get a bit wet.
Sounds about right.
And our source, quite wisely, points out, look, this is the wild Everglades you're in.
Right.
So dress appropriately and definitely bring lots of bug spray. That's key.
Good practical advice. And the farm's open daily.
Yep. 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., according to the source.
Okay. So wrapping this up then.
Mm-hmm.
What does this all mean? We've taken this deep dive into the Everglades alligator farm. We've seen its remarkable scale. It's really authentic history.
Mm-hmm.
And these truly unique animal encounters.
Mm.
From those, frankly, jaw-dropping gator shows that maybe challenge how we see them.
Yeah.
To surprising facts about snakes.
Yeah.
And then you top it all off with that wild airboat ride through the river of grass.
Exactly. And I think the value here really is seeing how one single place can pack in such different kinds of experiences.
Right.
You get the close-up observation, but you also get your own misconceptions challenged, maybe reevaluated. It gives you this condensed but still really rich feel for an ecosystem and its amazing inhabitants.
That's a great way to put it. So here's a final thought maybe for you, the listener, to chew on. How do these kinds of curated, you know, up-close experiences,
mm-hmm.
like at the alligator farm, how do they shape our overall understanding, our appreciation for these creatures,
mm-hmm.
especially when we think about them back out there and their vast, wild homes?
Interesting question. Well, we certainly hope this quick deep dive has given you a solid, comprehensive picture of what seems like a truly one-of-a-kind Florida adventure.